My first question is, what's the ideal credit score for Special K and all of us to get approved for an apartment?
You know, ideally, you want to be above a 620. And so what Special K and I were talking about is, particularly when you're going to one of those apartment complexes, that is nothing but an algorithm. You think that's a major company. They don't care about who you are. They don't care about what you do. They are plugging some information into this algorithm, this formula, and voila, you either get approved or you get denied. But again, base, you want to be at 620.
Okay, so Janai, now let's clarify something.
Sure.
First of all, I want to know if apartment rental denials show up on your credit report. But before you answer that, the 10 items that I had on my report that are positive were torpedoed by one relatively minor negative blemish that popped up. And it didn't. And the crazy thing is, it didn't drop me way down below a 620. But what they pulled up was that one negative thing, and that torpedoed the whole deal.
Right. But Special K, it's funny, when we talked about that on Friday, that one negative thing, number one, it was recent. Number two, it had impact on your payment.
It was a year ago.
Yeah. But again, that's still recent. That's recent credit history. Yep, that's recent credit history. Mm. So again, it was just enough for them to be like, wait a minute. And so what I suggest to people, whether you're applying for an apartment or something else, tell your own story. So again, I understand it's an algorithm, and I know it's some sort of Fortune 500 company. Explain your situation. See if you can get some sort of exception. Another thing Special K and I talked about is maybe there's an opportunity for him to pay in advance. No, he might not be able to pay the full 12 months in advance, but a lot of times I've seen people pay 2, 3, 4 months in advance possibly in order to get into the apartment that they really want.
And Janine, and I was willing to do that, but I needed to talk to Brad off the air about that one.
You need to hold something.
No, that's
A little something.
Yeah. So, Janai, you were saying the number, the 620 number. I mean, 620 not a bad number. I was able to buy my car with a 620 score. So that's not really a bad or a good number.
How much did you have to put down, Gary?
Well, I did put a little bit more down. So, yeah. I mean, he couldn't put a little bit more down on the apartment?
And even you can buy a house with a 640, but again, guess what that means? Your interest rate is going to be a little higher. So that's the thing. You credit does drive things. Yes, you can get around in the mid-high 600s, but of course, the higher you are, the more flexibility you're going to have, and the less money. The money's going to cost you less when your credit is higher, if that makes sense. You know, it's bad enough that we have credit. And for a lot of us, what Special K and I talked about on Friday was, you know, your life, you go through these cycles. You're killing it. Your credit is everything. You lose a job. You get sick. Something happens. Then your credit drops. You know, we are on this roller coaster sometimes. So we're going to have to be able to tell our own story. And sometimes cash does rule. Not all the times, but sometimes cash can certainly help.
So, Janai, what are some legit ways to increase your credit score?
Well, here's some things, Brad, that people can do kind of quickly if they want to get their score up. Number one, if you have credit cards and you have the ability to raise your limits without you using them, that's the key, you cannot use them. That can help your score go up because that will help your utilization part of your score.
Mm. But I thought it's okay to use them as long as you pay them off, like, early.
Yes, you can use them. You should use them, but you should be in the habit of paying them. Some people say you need to keep a balance on your credit cards. I don't believe that. Absolutely.
I pay all of it.
Yeah, I pay it in full. And get in the habit of doing that. And please teach the young people around you to do that, too, because we don't want that to become a habit of us having that debt and paying, because you think that interest is being charged, even if it's a little bit, you're still being charged for that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you can do that helps with your credit score is pay your bills twice a month. And this is like your mortgage, your car note, or your credit cards. Find out when they post to your credit report. You want to pay in advance of that. And if you have your payments post and you split your normal payment into two, something that simple can actually help your score go up too. So please stop paying people to help you do this. You can do this yourself.
Real.
Absolutely. So we
quick question.
Looking for the quick fix. We're looking for the quick fix.
So let's talk about hard hits and soft hits on your credit report. Now, speaking of Special K in particular, he still needs to find a spot, right? So he might have to get his credit pulled again. When you're looking for an apartment, is that considered a hard hit or a soft hit? And how bad does it affect your credit?
So either the hard inquiries are hits or soft. Hard ones are like mortgage, auto loans, credit cards, and even an apartment rental application. So what they say over at all the credit agencies is this. If you are looking for an apartment within a specified period of time, and I'd say typically within 30 days, and you are going to an identifiable place, you know, a major corporation, you can have your credit pulled multiple times at apartment complexes and it counts as one. But you can't do it over 3 months. You're going to have to do it very quickly within 30 days, though. So that's really important.
That's smart.
Well, I would rather a hard hit than a soft one. I mean, you can't tell.
Sure you would.
Yeah, we know what you would hard hit for. Hey, Janai, we're going to the phone lines. Ricky Smiley Morning Show. You're on with Janai Thornton. Good morning.
So my question is, with a credit score, if you're trying to purchase a home, and I have about a 720 credit score, but I have very high student loan debt, how does the student loan debt impact your ability to purchase a home? And when I say high, I mean like $300,000 plus high.
Okay, so for that credit score, to be in the 700s, absolutely helpful. Again, you can buy a house with a 640. Where that student loan is going to come into play is that debt-to-income ratio. So how much debt do you have? How can you pay it based on the income that you have? So what I tell people who want to buy a house, don't start looking for a house. Please talk to a lender right away, because that way they can tell you what you need to do to position yourself. This should be your season of preparation to get ready to buy that house.